Tensions between the U.S. and Iran are playing out today in Iraq. An angry mob protesting U.S. airstrikes in Iraq and Syria that killed Iranian-backed Iraqi militiamen smashed through the front entrance of the American embassy in Baghdad. Driving what looked like a large piece of wood into the door there, the crowd then set fire to a reception area. U.S. Marines fired tear gas to hold them back, and the State Department says there was no breach of the embassy. U.S. personnel are secure. But still, the images are throat-catching and the politics complicated. The protests followed the funerals of some of those Iraqis killed in the U.S. airstrikes, which the Pentagon said targeted a militia backed by Iran and blamed the U.S. for the death of an American contractor in Iraq. In a tweet today, President Trump said Iran orchestrated today's U.S. embassy protest. Barbara Slavin is director of the Future of Iran Initiative at the Atlantic Council. And Barbara, we're told by a reporter we spoke with on the ground in Baghdad that Iraqi security forces let those protesters over the bridge to the U.S. embassy. And again, these were Iraqis who were killed in a U.S. strike, even though the U.S. says they're Iranian-backed. How complicated is this?
It's very complicated. It's very ominous. It is one of the consequences of the U.S. decision to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal and to try to prevent Iran from exporting oil. Iran is retaliating in a variety of ways. We've seen attacks in the Persian Gulf. We've seen Iran begin to breach limits in that nuclear deal. And we've also seen Iran use its proxies in places like Iraq to, send rockets against the Green Zone, where the American embassy is, various bases where American troops are based, and now, of course, an American contractor has killed, and the U.S. has retaliated, and now Iran-backed groups are retaliating. But what it also shows is the untenable position that U.S. policy toward Iran has put Iraq in. Iraq is not in a position to antagonize its neighbor. And, the U.S. is really demanding something from Iraq that it's not capable of providing at this time.
Well, and Iraq already had a fragile, at least, during the time when there was the Iraq War, a fragile divide between the Sunnis in Iraq. It's a Sunni-led government and the
Shia-led government.
Yeah,
it's a Shia-led government.
Sorry.
It's a Shia-led government that the U.S. and Iran jointly installed.
Right. And before that, it was a Sunni government and the Iranians were Shia. And so they had this split in the country between the Shia and the Sunni. And now, you have Iran backing these militias. So there's a lot of cross currents here. When you say that this starts with President Trump pulling out of the nuclear deal, I mean, how so? I mean, how did that tumble to this place?
Yeah. Well, look, Iran was complying with this deal. It did not touch on regional issues. It touched on the nuclear issue. The U.S. decided somehow it would have more leverage against Iran if it pulled out and imposed what it called a maximum pressure campaign. But Iran has retaliated and in ways that the U.S. doesn't appear ready to deal with. Excuse me. It's, U.S. policy, it's like we don't see around the corners anymore. And it's really shocking that the United States would put its diplomats in this kind of jeopardy. Understanding that Iran had this capability, that the Iraqi government would not really be able to protect Americans. These are very powerful militias. The one in particular that the U.S. struck is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Iranian Quds Force, which is part of the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and obviously has sympathizers within the security forces in Iraq that let them to the embassy.
Barbara, I have to ask, this was part of the reason that the Trump administration pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, because it felt that Iran was backing groups like Hezbollah, groups that the U.S. considers terrorists. But as you say,
it's all backfired.
It's all backfired.
Everything has gotten worse since the U.S. left the deal. We didn't have incidents in the Persian Gulf. Iran was in compliance with its nuclear obligations. It was powerful in Lebanon and in Iraq and Syria. It's still powerful in Lebanon, Iraq, and Syria. And what's even worse is that, the U.S., by retaliating as it did, killing perhaps two dozen Iraqi citizens on Iraqi soil, has changed the narrative now. There were protests in Iraq against Iran. There were protests in Lebanon against Iran. Now the protests are against the United States.
Barbara Slavin, director of the Future of Iran Initiative at the Atlantic Council. And we also have to cross the T here. When the Trump administration pulled out of that nuclear deal, all inspectors said that Iran was abiding by the nuclear deal. Now, as we say, protesters at the U.S. Embassy. Barbara, thank you so much.
You're welcome.